Gotham City. Clean shafts of concrete and snowy rooftops. The work of men who died generations ago. From here, it looks like an achievement. From here, you can't see the enemy.
No way to come to the city.
Now get off.
Hey, watch!
Thank God Barbara's flying in. She should have gotten the test back by now. I only hate myself a little for hoping they came out negative. This is no place to raise a family. Maybe Gotham's all I deserve now. Maybe it's just my time in hell.
Nice book for a small donation. Nice book for a small donation.
No, please.
Nice book. Look at the picture.
They don't know when to quit, do they, Lieutenant? Name's Flass, Detective Flass. Commissioner Loeb sent me to meet you. Wanted to make sure you didn't miss your appointment. Welcome to Gotham, Lieutenant. Don't worry, not as bad as it looks. Especially if you're a cop. Cops got it made in Gotham.
Are we rolling?
Sir, a moment of your time.
Follow me.
Welcome home, Mr. Wayne. How's it feel to be back?
What are your plans, Mr. Wayne?
Mr. Wayne, Princess Caroline. Any trip to the Rose Wayne, please?
Can you look over here, please?
The 25-year-old heir to the Wayne millions declined to comment on his return home after 12 years abroad. We'll keep you posted on Gotham's richest and best-looking native son, Tom.
Thank you, Vicky. Vicky Vale at Gotham Airport. In other news, conspiracy charges against Police Commissioner Loeb were withdrawn today after the disappearance of a key witness.
Lieutenant James Gordon. Impressive. Very impressive. We're delighted to have you on the team, Lieutenant.
You'll get my best work, sir. I promise.
I know I will. And we are a team, Gordon. A team, any team, needs to play together in order to win, don't you think? Yes, it does. Your record shows you've got what it takes.
I know I've made my mistakes, sir.
What mistakes did you make, Lieutenant? You kept the media away from it. That's all that matters, isn't it? Yes, it is.
You won't have to worry about my honesty, Commissioner.
Last thing on my mind. Last thing.
Welcome home, Master Bruce.
Thank you, Alfred. It's good to be back.
Knew you'd like the Commissioner. He's a stand-up guy, and he'll be just as good to you as you are to him. Count on it.
Yeah, I got that feeling.
Flass.
Nothing I can't handle, Lieutenant. Hey, Stevie. Mother know you're here?
Oh, crap.
He's got a Green Beret's training. He knows how to use his size, too. Don't do a damn thing. Be sure of your facts before you bring down another cop. Just watch him. Memorize every move. For future reference. Was that necessary?
Had this little beauty in his pocket.
It's a comb, Flass.
Hey, I'm only human, Jimmy. Mind if I call you Jimmy?
12 years, and the ache is still fresh. Like a raw, angry nerve. But this isn't about healing. I'm not looking for closure.
The boys, Jimmy, they've been asking me to talk to you. They're worried about you. I mean, you with a baby on the way and all.
Call me Lieutenant.
Yeah, sure thing, Jimmy. You gotta learn to relax. See, we got our own way of doing things here in Gotham. This job can get to you, Jimmy. That's why we gotta stick together. The boys need to know they can count on you. We can count on you, right?
Hey, everything okay?
It is now.
I'm not ready. I have the means, the skill. Something's missing. I have to wait. I have to wait.
And Gordon, he looks at the 50 like it's diseased, then throws it in the Padre's face. Gives the entire squad a 2-hour lecture on ethics. Puts Shell on probation. I'm telling you, Gil, he's just not fitting in.
I had such high hopes for that boy.
Requested off this damn night shift 4 times now. Barbara needs me. Barbara and little James. So I hope it's a boy. So what?
Going to work, Lieutenant? You're gonna be a little late. May have to skip the whole night.
I was taught to handle worse than this, but then... It's been a while.
Consider this a warning. Be smart. Think of that pregnant wife of yours, Jimmy.
This is a reconnaissance mission. Until I'm ready, my anonymity is an obvious priority. All it requires is a change of clothing and complexion, and a single, memorable, distracting detail. It's a 20-block walk to the enemy camp, the East End. Hard to believe it's gotten worse.
Cheer you up, mister.
How old are you?
Young as you want me to be.
Stupid little bitch! You're doing it all wrong!
But I did what you said!
Get on out of here! Talk this over later.
No. I think you're finished with her.
Man, that crazy vet thing is old. You stink like vice.
I'm not the police. Believe me.
Selena, don't stop now.
Can't be Vice. We're paid up.
Selena, what are you doing?
Watching some idiot trying to get himself killed.
Man, you pushing. You looking for a new scar? Just tell me where you want it.
Jeez, Eddie, why'd you shoot? He didn't move.
He was going to. Any cash?
Couple of bucks. No ID. Oh, he's bleeding all over the back seat. What if he dies?
So what if he does? One less mouth to feed at the soup kitchen.
You two, stop the car. Get out.
The hell?
Don't mind him. Probably hopped up on something.
Scum, maybe. But even scum have families.
Detective Flass is off duty. Guys have a poker party every Wednesday night over at Shoots.
I said posse! See you guys tomorrow.
Hello, Jimmy.
It's been years since I had to take out a Green Beret. Even so, he deserves a handicap. Make up some story that involves at least 10 attackers. But he'll know. And he'll stay away from Barbara.
I've tried to be patient. I've tried to wait. But I have to know. How, Father? How do I do it? What do I use to make them afraid? If I ring the bell, Alfred will come. Another of your gifts to me, Father. But I'd rather die than wait another hour. I've already waited 18 years. All sense left my life.
Last month, he and his lunatic Gestapo calmed down a riot in Robinson Park. Didn't even leave the statue standing.
No! Don't want! Is it Blank?
Damn it, Merkel. I'm not here to argue. I'm here to clean up.
Lieutenant Gordon's on his way, sir. I really think you should...
The hell with that spineless bastard. Now stand aside!
Go find your own war, Brendan. I'll take it from here.
Intense hostage situation in Midtown at the corner of Richmond and Todd. We're now getting reports that the gunman has a long history of mental illness and was apparently released from Arkham Asylum.
Take it easy, friend.
No! Defibrillate! No lunch! No lunch!
It's okay, pal. We'll order out.
No lunch! No gangrene lunch!
Who wants gum?
You really handled that well, Brendan.
What was I supposed to do? Disobey a direct order? Something's gotta be done.
I'd like nothing better. But we must be patient. Gordon has the press on his side. He's a hero.
I hate the job. I hate the gun. But I keep practicing. How did I let this happen? To bring an innocent child to life in a city without hope.
Use a jackhammer on your back.
Oh, you're doing fine, honey. Ignore it.
Hello? It's Merkel at the station. Something about a giant bat. The chicken will keep.
Lucky amateur.
Some of you know Detective Essen. She's returned to Gotham from Lakeside to help with our investigation. Okay, listen up. Our vigilante, or Batman, as the news shows are calling him, has committed 70 assaults in the past 5 weeks. Now, during this time, certain patterns have emerged. Thank you, Detective. He operates between the hours of midnight and 4 a.m., concentrating his efforts in the East End. This Batman is working his way up the crime ladder, from junkie to pusher to supplier. No one appears safe, not even cops. Right, Detective Flass?
It's not human.
Gentlemen, why don't you tell us what happened? And try not to exaggerate.
It's like I said in my report. I received an anonymous tip leading me to an East End cocaine delivery. I was in the process of single-handedly apprehending the felons. It came out of the night sky, wings 30 feet across. One of the felons I had not yet disarmed produced a gun, fired point blank. The bullet passed right through the creature, like it wasn't even there. Something flew from its hand. Little dark things paralyzed everyone, except me. It singled me out. It had claws. I'm telling you, it isn't human.
Gentlemen, please.
Have you seen Batman, Commissioner? They say he's huge.
You shouldn't pry, Marion. Gil has his hands full these days. We're trusting him to cope with Batman and Gordon.
Well, whoever this Bat person is, he's having a positive effect on public spirit. Street crime has dropped significantly. Hell, Gil, maybe you ought to offer him a job.
Hey, let's not kid ourselves. Batman is costing us all money.
Two sides to everything, friends. Look at the long term. A few street operators are put out of action, yes. But the people of Gotham have a hero, makes them feel safe.
And the safer they feel, the fewer questions they ask, right, Gil?
I don't like it. It's stirring things up. And with Gordon pushing internal affairs to go after Flass, Flass would be difficult to replace. And if he were to talk...
Let me worry about Flass. Relax, Carmine. I got everything under control.
What the hell's going on?
The lights! What happened to the lights?
Ladies, gentlemen, you've eaten well. You've eaten Gotham's wealth, its spirit, but your feast is nearly over. From this moment on, none of you are safe.
No excuses! That vigilante bastard goes under, instantly, or it's your job!
She knows how to walk in heels. So few women do these days. And she knows how to scream. You could hear it from the rooftops. Gordon's wasting a lot of manpower on these traps.
We'll try again tomorrow night.
Mr. Falcone, your rolls. It's gone.
He took it. Said it's in the river. Thinks he's the damn Robin Hood. He dies.
He knows when and where we set our traps for him, and night after night he terrorizes the most powerful men in Gotham. Heard what he did to the Roman's car?
Laughed myself silly. A Rolls Royce?
You've been after the Roman for years. Some of your witnesses change their testimony, others vanish. Must be frustrating.
Oh, yes.
Mind?
Go for it.
I understand he used his muscle to keep you from making DA.
You keep in shape, don't you, Mr. Dent?
What are you driving at, Lieutenant?
I need to know where you were on the following dates. Thank you, sir.
Thought he'd never leave. You can come out now.
He had an alibi for every date, Essen. Says he was home between midnight and four with his wife. No point in questioning her.
You really think he's Batman, Lieutenant?
It's possible. Dent certainly is passionate enough. But it takes more than muscles to fight the way Batman does. And to get around the way he does. And those weapons? I mean, he's got an arsenal. Hard to afford on a blue-collar salary.
Money, Lieutenant.
Hmm?
Bruce Wayne is the richest man in Gotham. Being from out of town, you might not know this, but Wayne's parents were murdered. By a mugger, I think. He was just a little boy at the time.
Essen, I could kiss you.
Jim!
Lieutenant, you all right? I called for backup.
Essen! Stop! Or,
Batman. He went down that alley. Get the front of that place covered. Merkel, take a squad to the roof. No one fires without my order. Batman hasn't attacked anybody. There's no need for Brendan. I've got the situation in hand.
Jaywalker. Turn on the TV. Gotta be something on about it.
Lock and load.
Brendan, keep your men under control. No one fires unless I say.
Not this time, Gordon. The commissioner wants a corpse. He's gonna get one. All units entering the target area. No prisoners, men.
Batman has been surrounded by Gotham police inside an abandoned tenement off Robinson Park.
Selina, it's Batman! Can we...
What the hell? Grab your coat.
Unit 1 reporting. Second floor's a mess. Nothing living.
Unit 2 reporting. Body under the water heater, just an old wino.
If he made it down there, he might have survived.
Check it out.
Super Muscle lived here.
What the hell's going on? Open that goddamn door!
I like you right where you are, Brendan.
Too many people have already died. Order your squads to withdraw.
I can't guarantee their safety.
Units 1 and 2, converge on the lobby! He's here!
Shoot on sight!
Sounds like Brendan's in trouble, Lieutenant.
Wish I could help, but orders are orders. Breaks my heart.
Sir, he's taken out Unit 3. The entire unit, Commissioner.
You better shoot straight, sir.
I've made a mess of things. Let it get out of hand.
Step it up, step it up!
Careful! These stairs are about to give way.
Hold your fire! It's a bat we're after.
With my belt gone, I'm down to a blowgun, three darts, and an unofficial invention of Wayne Electronics. Haven't tested it for this great a distance. Took me weeks to find the right ultrasonic tone. A tone that acts as an attractant.
Whoever Batman is, he's stronger than a...
Shut up, he could be anywhere.
Every member of Brendan's team, every cop, and everybody in the crowd were vaccinated for their bat bites. Never have so many had so much trouble sitting down. Four of Brendan's men were hospitalized with broken bones. Brendan himself suffered five broken ribs and internal bleeding. The dead winos had no relatives to complain about their firebombing. Everyone who could have ordered Brendan and Loeb up on charges remains unavailable to me by appointment or telephone. I spoke to his butler. Wayne's been skiing in Switzerland for the past 6 weeks. Apparently he took a nasty spill, broke both legs and an arm.
Casts on his arm and legs would cover bullet wounds. Exactly where Batman received them.
You're relentless, Essen.
Only when I want something.
Well, quitting time. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Share a cab?
Sure.
Selina, you punched Stan!
We're changing our line of work, Holly.
Why, huh? I was told I was too masculine for about six other careers.
Whoever said you were masculine must have been blind, deaf, and dead.
Mind if I ask you a personal question? I know why I'm here, but what are you doing here? In Gotham, I mean.
It's a long, sordid story. The bullet points are police corruption, a cop who wanted to believe the system works, and one incredibly bad decision. There's a reason everyone hates internal affairs. They dangle the carrot of integrity and honesty, but at the end of the day, when you take down another cop, they treat you like any other low-life scumbag.
I'm sorry.
You spent the last of our money on that? It's not even Halloween.
Sometimes, Holly, you have to spend money to make money.
Selena!
What the hell am I doing? I need to stop this thing with Sarah. Oh, God, I'm calling her Sarah now. I need to come clean with Barbara, beg for forgiveness. But I can't stop thinking about her, like I can't stop thinking about this Batman. He's a criminal. I'm a cop. It's as simple as that. But I'm a cop in a city that uses its cops like hired killers. He saved that old woman. He saved those two cops. What the hell am I doing?
I just want to know, if your wife weren't pregnant, would you... I'm sorry, that wasn't a fair question. Damn it, Jim. I'll request a transfer.
Give me Flas, I'll see that you walk. Try this one. How about I don't give you Flas and walk anyway?
You got nothing on me.
Save your little Q&A session for the inquest, Gordon. My client just posted bail. You say one word about Flas and your life won't be worth a nickel. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, sure.
I want you in a blue suit with a tie. None of that pimp stuff. And when you smile at the jury, make it nice. Particularly the women.
You mean like this?
Just remember, they'll have their clothes on.
You can never escape me. Nothing harms me. But I know pain. I know pain. Sometimes I share it with someone like you.
You got Flas.
Get the DA and forget to tell the commissioner.
On it!
Sources inside the police department revealed that Detective Arnold Flas has been implicated in Jefferson Skeever's massive drug operation. I just need to ask you, Detective, if I could just stop you for just one moment. Detective. Detective, Vicki Vale here with the local news. Detective?
You might have informed me before handing Flas's head to IA.
It was a slip-up, sir. Everyone's working such long hours. Right, Brendan?
You get good press, I'll give you that. AG and his pack at the Gazette, they like you. But they don't know you. Not like we do.
be a shame if your wife were to learn about your special working relationship with Detective Essen.
Walls have ears, Jimmy.
Everything looks good, Barbara. I'll see you in a week. That is, unless your son decides differently.
You okay?
Yeah. Batman.
Lieutenant Gordon?
Gordon here.
Bruce Wayne's representative is on the other line. Mr. Wayne is available for an interview right now. What should I tell him, sir?
Tell him I'm on my way. Sorry, honey.
That's okay. I've always wanted to meet Bruce Wayne. They say he's quite charming.
Police Lieutenant Gordon and Mrs. Gordon, sir.
Mrs. Gordon, I'm charmed. Alfred, be a joy and get some glasses for our guests. And another bottle. This one's evaporated.
A little early in the day for us, thanks.
Please, sit.
Mr. Wayne, I don't want to waste any more of your time than necessary.
I've been following your exploits, Lieutenant. I must say I'm impressed. You're getting about as much press as this Batman fellow. It is Batman you wanted to talk about, isn't it? Something about me being him. Pardon me. Where are my manners? I neglected to introduce my friend. Unfortunately, I'm not sure what her name is. She doesn't speak any language that I know. Except one.
How convenient.
Barbara. Mr. Wayne, I need to know where you were on the following dates.
He's a pig.
He's acting like one. Anyone who'd wear a cape and hunt criminals might go pretty far to keep his secrets.
Or he really is a sleazy, womanizing scumbag. Jim, what is it?
Honey, there's something I need to tell you.
He's been sitting there for 10 minutes. Ah, now he's moving. Good.
Grape juice and small talk? That is not my idea of a party, Mr. Wayne.
What are you complaining about? Easiest $5,000 you've ever made.
Can I go now? You guys are weird.
Skeever's told us where, when, and how much money you received, Flass. You're facing 10 years in prison, my friend.
That's if Skeever's is alive enough to testify.
My client didn't mean that.
Hello? Yes, I know about Detective Essen. Don't bother calling here again.
Rat poison. He's lucky. We pumped his stomach in time.
Skeevers is still going to testify. Just keeping you informed, sir.
In his continuing investigation into police corruption, District Attorney Harvey Dent has promised a press conference early next week to discuss developments in the Flass case.
Lieutenant Gordon? It's a boy. Your wife is fine.
In a daring series of cat burglaries. This time the victim was none other than Police Commissioner Loeb. The commissioner's private collection of pop memorabilia is...
Ugh, I thought he'd have jewels or paintings, not these stupid toys. How can I sell this crap?
I don't know. They're kind of cool.
The authorities were quick to charge Batman with the crime, though they admit to having no hard evidence.
Batman? They're giving the credit to Batman?
But, Selina, you don't want them to know it's you, do you?
I hear Falcone's got a fortune in old stuff. Maybe I'll give the Roman a little scratch before I steal it. On the face. I won't think it's Batman if I give him a scratch.
You're a man now, Johnny. A strong man.
Mother says there are several men plaguing you, sir. I need only be told their names.
Your mother is wise in her way. You see, Johnny, there are too many people in this world who ask questions. And far, far too many who give answers.
Mother said...
Listen to me. We must avoid more bad publicity, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Here's what I need done.
Over there!
You work for Batman.
I'll take care of this one. Yeah, kitty, kitty.
Thanks for wasting my time.
You've made the paper again, sir.
We must avoid more bad publicity, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
That's what I need done.
Over there!
If only that Catwoman hadn't been there.
Marked increase in paranoia.
The Roman says he doesn't want bad publicity. It follows he won't murder anyone. What then? Blackmail? Extortion?
Tendency toward aberrant, even violent behavior.
Kidnapping.
Shall I fetch your tights, sir?
Never during the day, Alfred.
Last night's attack connects Batman to the recent string of burglaries. A woman in a cat costume, presumably Batman's assistant, also
assistant?
Fled the scene before police arrived.
Now I'm his assistant?
In other news...
You're going to need your rest. The fewer visitors, the better.
All bets are off. You understand?
Tell me what to do.
Good, Johnny.
Not gonna be easy. He'll be hard to get to.
Then make him come to you. Once a man becomes a father, he is never truly free.
Feeding time.
My turn. Easy now. Almost there.
Gordon here. Sir Merkel's on duty, can't he? Yes, sir. On my way.
Gordon is leaving his apartment. Tell Falcone.
Drop the gun, Lieutenant. Go to your office. Wait for our call.
Jim!
You heard him, Lieutenant. Drop the gun.
If I let them go, my wife and son are dead.
Son of a bitch is crazy!
Get out of here! Call Merkel!
Ah!
I won't let your son die. Trust me.
You must be wearing armor under that jacket.
Something like that.
You know, I'm practically blind without my glasses. You'd better go. And thank you. Turns out Flass is smarter than he looks. Took notes on every little talk he ever had with Loeb. Dates, times, it was all there. Loeb is holding up pretty well for someone under federal indictment for racketeering. He even offered up a sacrificial lamb. Barbara's not crazy about the marriage counselor, but we're making progress. As for me, well, there's a real panic on. Somebody's threatened to poison the Gotham Reservoir. Calls himself the Joker. I've got a friend coming who might be able to help. Should be here any minute.